This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's a famous photograph of studio chief Jeffrey Katzenberg back when he was running Disney on the set of a movie talking on a cell phone. Famous because at the time it was the symbol of a hard-charging, ubiquitous studio boss, always there, always on the phone, always on top of things. And it was also famous because cell phones at the time were sort of rare. The one in the picture that Jeffrey was using, and I don't know why I'm calling him Jeffrey. I've met the man maybe twice in my life. But there's something about this business. Some people are referred to with their last names, Spielberg, Ovitz, De Niro, and some people by their first, Jeffrey, Rupert, Ari. Anyway, it was a huge phone, one of those brick-looking things, and the minute I saw it, I thought, man, I want one of those phones. So a year or so later, when I could afford it, I plunked down the money and I started carrying around my own, slightly smaller by this time, brick phone. Now, it never occurred to me, of course, that eventually that phone would look silly and outdated. As far as I was concerned, it was the phone to have forever. It didn't fit in my pocket, it barely fit in the glove compartment, and it had two antennas, a small button-sized one that was useless and a 9-inch black spike that would put your eye out if you tried to answer it the wrong way. But carrying it around sent a message. People want to reach me. I need to be reachable. I think the phone rang twice, maybe three times. I made a lot of pointless calls from it, driving home from work or around town on weekends. They were short calls because my arm would get tired holding up the enormous bulk and heavy double-pack battery, and of course every call cost $30. But they were pointless also because, honestly, people didn't want to reach me. I didn't need to be reachable. And then the phone started getting smaller and smaller, and then really small, then tiny, and then they sort of grew a bit and settled into an iPhone BlackBerry kind of bulk, hand-sized, fit in your pocket, can potentially display a movie if the plane ride is long enough. Which brings us to right now, in the TV business, where it's pitching season. We're all trooping around to network executive offices, pitching our ideas for shows for 2010. That's at least 9 months away. And in the feature film business, there's even a longer lead time. What are people going to be talking about in 12 months? What will people want to see next year? I mean, how do we make sure our phones don't look too big? Now, a writer friend of mine told me that he pitched a family comedy about two families who decide to share a house and split expenses. You know, kind of a recession-era, under-one-roof kind of thing. The network he pitched it to smiled and laughed, and then they said, but by the time the show is on the air, won't this recession be all over and forgotten about? My friend thought for a moment. Well, if it is, he said, we'll just make it a bigger house. It'll be a mansion. It's two rich families, distant relations. They inherited from a millionaire uncle. It's all about money. But by then, the network asked, won't we still be experiencing a bit of this recession-era new thinking, this new kind of anti-materialism? Not a problem, he said. It's two families, big old house in the country, and, yeah, rural stories. In the city, connecting with urban life. We like it, they said, and trying to live a realer life than they did in the suburbs. Interesting, said the network. It's a show about two families, my friend said, related like cousins who live in a big house in the city and having an urban adventure. It's an economic recovery, engaged citizen kind of comedy. And they bought it in the room. They're pretty sure that's exactly what people are going to want to see in October of 2010, when the phones will look just like they do right now. And that's it for this week. Next week, explicit hardcore pornography. Just kidding, it's Pledge Week. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.